Hi, besties. Welcome back to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm your host, Natalie, and you know the vibes, you know the drill, but if not, hot bitches, respectfully listen to the It's Nap Time podcast. I hope you're having a phenomenal Thursday. I hope your week has been so amazing so far, or maybe you're not listening to this on a Thursday. Maybe it's Friday, maybe it's a Monday. I don't know your vibes, I don't know your prerogative, but either way, I hope you are in the best spirits, and I hope that the sun is shining where you are because, you know, it's always kind of confusing when technically it is summer, but it's raining outside, and yeah. Speaking of it being sunny, I actually saw a TikTok the other day, or maybe I was listening to a podcast. I think I might have been listening to, I was listening to the What We Said podcast, duh. I absolutely love Chelsea and JC. Okay, that's like my brain right now. It's 9 in the morning and I have not had my coffee. I'm trying to have my coffee a little bit later in the morning. You know, like fully go outside, soak up some sun, drink some water, have my breakfast. You know, I've so far gone outside, tanned for a little bit, had my breakfast. I've been having yogurt with little pomegranate seeds in it. So freaking good. And I'm about halfway down on my water and I will probably make a coffee after recording this episode. But anyways, I was listening to the What We Said podcast, shout out, and they are from Arizona, so you know, we are just like girlies together. I wish, that is one of my dreams, to be able to meet Chelsea and JC. I literally had to pause there to make sure my brain wasn't about to combine their names again, but they are just like the ultimate big sisters, and I love them. So excited for JC to have her little girl, so exciting. But anyways, they were talking about getting summertime sadness and, you know, seasonal depression. Obviously, they would know it the same way that I do. And when you're in Arizona and it's really sunny year-round, you know, you basically only have summer and you have a winter, but it is nothing in comparison to an East Coast winter or even a Midwest, obviously. But you can almost get like a depressive state when it's June, July, and it is so fucking hot because it's over 100 degrees there, and I'm pretty sure it's been in the 100s probably since May, just going off of, you know, living there for so long. And when it's so warm, but you know it's summertime, and especially when you were in elementary school, high school, and you truly had the whole entire summer to just exist, you want to hang out with your friends, you want to go do things, but it is so incredibly hot to where your car's air conditioning can't even do the job. And yes, the pool does help. Lake days are fun, but truly, it feels like going outside in the summertime. It doesn't quite hit the same as being in New Jersey and going out in the summertime. It's like so exciting. You look forward to it all year, at least I do. So if anyone is going through a bit of a summertime sadness, shout out Lana Del Rey, you're definitely not alone. I myself have more of a seasonal depression with the wintertime. Even when I was in Arizona, for some reason, I guess I'm just so heavily impacted by the amount of sunlight that I get in a day. But even when I was living in Arizona, around my birthday time, you know how you kind of get those holiday blues where it's like so much is going on from basically Halloween on? Because like my brother's birthday is in September, and then there was Halloween, and then, you know, you have your little, I'm pretty sure there's like a break in between there, not for Halloween, but fall break is, I don't know if it's August, it's definitely not August, it's like September. And then you have Thanksgiving, your little Thanksgiving break, my birthday is right around there. And then you have your Christmas break, and then actual Christmas, and my dad's birthday is a few days after Christmas, and then New Year's. So there was always a lot to be packed in during that time. We would see my grandparents a lot, my mom's parents, and then my cousin, so my mom's sister and her kids and her husband, would come out for Christmas break. And so there was always just a lot of things going on. And even as a young kid, I could understand that after those few months, there was really nothing, like, nothing exciting in January, aside from New Year's. But even growing up, like, that wasn't, I feel like New Year's isn't a big deal until you're older. And, you know, like you get your New Year's kiss, you go out on a vacation, you go do things, you're partying, you're at a bar, you're at a club, you're with your friends. You can only really do so much with your family, you know, like you can have fun little snacks and meals and such. But Yeah, so long story short, if you are in the thick of it with the summertime sadness, I'm sorry. And hopefully you have a rain shower come your way. That was always the best when there would be a little monsoon. Well, when I say little, monsoon season in Arizona was truly my favorite. It was so cool. So, what are some updates I can tell you guys? I already told you guys about merch that is that is in process right now. I mean, I guess it's both in the process and progress. And once that website is launched, I will be saying an access code, like a pre-access code for you guys to get on it and see the products before everyone else, see the pricing and all of that. I'm so excited for you guys to just see everything that I've put together and created for you guys. I'm very, very, very excited for this. This last weekend, we spent it down the shore for Father's Day. Shout out, Dad. Happy Father's Day, even though I already called you and told you it, but you know the drill. I want to say that that was it. Peach is over here eating her food by me. I'm recording in a different room in my apartment because my air conditioning, like I said last time, it is so rattly and it is pissing me off. So I'm recording in a different room right now. So if I sound different, that's why. But yeah, we were down the shore for Father's Day. It was so fun. Love being able to just lay out and tan. And now we are back in our apartment. We probably will not be doing any weekend outings for probably until the 4th of July, which is like what, 2 weeks away? And yeah, I need to get some 4th of July. I want to get a new bathing suit and I want to get a cute little cover up for the 4th of July. It's just, I love the 4th of July. And that is that. It was always one of my favorite holidays as a kid and it will continue to be so. I think as a kid, it was always my favorite because we would always go see the fireworks. And you guys know those popsicles, what were they called? The firecracker popsicles, where they were like cherry, lime, I think, and blue raspberry. Maybe it was like lemonade. I don't know. Where it was the three different colors. Those were so good. And if you have a Dutch Bros near you, please, for me, go to Dutch on the 4th of July and get some type of Rebel. I love the Double Rainbow Ice Rebel. So good. That shit hits like no other. I want to say that that is it for the life updates. Oh, wait, another really exciting one, guys. My episode with Darian. I don't know if it's the two episodes because we had to split it up into two parts because we can yap a lot. And, you put two podcasters together and we're going to yap. But I'm so excited that those came out. It's the launch of her season two, and I'm just so excited. It was all about a quarter life crisis. Her podcast is amazing. Definitely kind of the same, audience as my podcast. So if you guys enjoy my podcast, definitely go give that episode a listen. And I hope that some of Darian's listeners become, it's nap time girlies because we're like the same exact person. It's so crazy our similarities. Go tune in. Her podcast is a 20-something survival guide, Darian Diaries. You're going to love it. Today's episode is called Trying to Not Fit In, and I kind of just wrote about this in a little journal, so I'm really just going to tell you guys everything that I feel when it comes to fitting in and not necessarily how harmful it can be, but what it can do to you and kind of just the repercussions as you grow up. So first things first, your uniqueness and individuality as a teenager can feel so scary almost. Like, honestly, it can feel isolating even. I say this because when you are a teenager, a tween, whatever, once you honestly get to the ages of people probably hitting puberty or even just middle school, you kind of start to see differences between how people act, like, especially how guys start acting around girls and how girls start acting around guys and even just all guy groups. And, the topics of the conversations change, which it just happens when you are that age. You kind of go less from playing with dolls to putting makeup on, and there's nothing wrong with that change, that shift. It's natural. But if you are, say, you're one of the people in your friend group who is still wanting to being playing with dolls, like, for example, one of my best friends growing up, she and I, we would always have little play dates with our Barbies and stuff, and I want to say we were in like 5th grade. And a lot of our friend group was phasing out to, they were called these rec center parties. I don't know, maybe you guys had them. There were these parties where essentially you would pay, like, I don't know, $2, maybe even bring in like a canned thing of food, and they would be a little random DJ there, nothing crazy. But there would be like a DJ, strobe lights, there'd be sodas, candies, and basically, kids, I think as long as you were 12, maybe 13. I don't know. I really don't know the age gap because I only went to one rec party and I was traumatized. I had no idea what I was walking into. My friends were dressing much more mature than I was dressing. Like, I was probably in, like, jeans and, like, I don't know, a cute little Hollister shirt. And they were in, like, booty shorts, wearing push-up bras, tank tops. I had no idea what I was walking into, guys. And basically, my friend and I, you know, we were kind of not where everyone else was in terms of getting ready to, I don't know, grow up. And when you are in that stage, it can really feel intimidating when you notice that the people around you are doing something different. So back to the rec center story. It was this little building where kids could go after school, not the parties, but just this building, and they would be after school activities, games, snacks, and yeah, it was a cool place to be, but they would throw parties. I don't know if it was every Friday, maybe once a month, but basically it was like a club for 13 to 16 year olds. And honestly, I want to say it might have even been 12 year olds because I was in the sixth grade when I went, and some people were like a grade or two younger than me going, so it was kind of crazy. And basically, you know, they would be everyone dancing on each other, like people having their first kisses there, and I felt so astronomically out of place. It was wild. But seeing so many people that I knew there that were younger than me or my grade and just hanging out with, like making out with guys that were, looking back, probably being pedophiles, it made me feel such a type of way. Like, honestly, I wanted to cry. I'm not even gonna front with you guys. I felt so out of place. And when you're in that state of people are doing things different than you, but you are having different interests and hobbies and like what you enjoy with your free time, it is really confusing and it can make you feel like, well, am I weird? Am I a loser? What's going on? With all of that being said, your uniqueness and individuality, I just stumbled over my words there. As you become older in your 20s, like, you know, kind of 19, 20, 21, once you get out of that age range of, oh my gosh, we finally get to go out to the bars and drink legally, once you kind of get over that, the traits about you that make you you start to become so much more beautiful and awesome and attractive, not just like attracting someone that you want to date, but attracting other people that are going to love you for you. So if you are in that phase where, say, all of your friends are still going out and you just don't vibe with that anymore, there's nothing wrong with you. That is something that is going to draw you to your people. Now, I'm not saying that, like, for me personally, I partied and did I did enough partying for many lifetimes in college that now the idea of going to a bar and a club every single weekend, it just sounds like a waste of time to me. You know what I mean? I would much rather, yeah, be in with my apartment, the apartment that I pay for, with my boyfriend, with my cat, or being with family or friends, having a girls' night. I would much prefer that over going out every single weekend. Now, maybe if I didn't have a boyfriend, yeah, I would probably be into that for longer than I was. But there's absolutely nothing wrong if you are starting to phase out of that party girl era. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to enter that party girl stage later down the line. It just means that right now that is not the path that is best for you. The path that is the most, what am I even trying to say here? Not the path of least resistance. That's not what I'm trying to say, but the path that is going to get you on your way to success and making you the best version of you. You can have different eras and different years, and maybe this isn't the year that you're a bottle girl, okay? And there's absolutely nothing wrong if that is still what you want to do. I'm not here trying to shame anyone, but I'm just trying to normalize what I was feeling in my, I mean, I guess I'm just now in my mid-20s, but in my early 20s, trying to normalize the feelings that I was feeling when other people were like, what do you mean you don't want to go out? Like, we used to go literally every single night. I'm not even sugarcoating that. We would go out every single night, be out all hours of the night, do crazy absurd things that I would never want my children doing. So yeah, there's that. The things that make you you might make you feel like a loser or lame or shame or whatever when you're 12 through 17. But once you get over that hump of, okay, I know I can go out and drink. I know I can do this. I've had my fun here and there. The things that make you you are becoming so much more beautiful and attractive and will make you stand out. And that is going to make you essentially the it girl. Like, no one wants to be an exact carbon copy of everyone else, if you are understanding what I'm saying. I love a trend. I love trendy clothes. I love trendy styles, shoes, purses, bags, whatever, skincare. I love a good packaging. I am every marketer's dream. But trends and stuff like that, they become trendy for a reason. I'm not here to shit on trends or anything or girls that like to do other things that girls do, because I am that girl too, okay? Hear me out. Everything becomes a trend or trendy for a reason. It's cute, right? It becomes that way because it's quote-unquote in. But we all know, I know just as well as you know, just as well as your mother knows and my cousin knows and my neighbor knows, things can go out of style so quickly. Something can become a flop so quickly. We all can probably think of at least one app. Like, I loved Be Real. I love Lemon 8. But have they taken off in the way that, I don't know, maybe TikTok did? Obviously, things can take time, like for apps and businesses, stuff like that. But those are just two examples that it's like, it was so hot in the moment. It was so cool to be using it. It was such a trending and up and up and up thing. But then no one was using it anymore. There was less people on the app, less friends on the app, which made it, you know, less fun. Think of influencers that have blown up overnight and get canceled over one thing. One thing that might not even be true, right? So we all know how quickly things can become out of style. So don't be that girl. And if you are, there's nothing wrong with it, because from time to time, most times, I am that girl. But don't go switching up your entire wardrobe because someone has made it popular for this season. Obviously, it is so fun to stay in style and have the trendy things and make the TikTok unboxing videos and post the aesthetic photos. But if you love something, don't just turn your back on it because something else is more trendy. Sure, go buy it if you want to. I'm not telling you to not do that, but don't just turn your back on things that you love because something is up and coming and hot right now. Because again, we all know how quickly something can become a flop or not in anymore, or quote-unquote chuggy, or outdated. We've all seen it happen. It is very, very hard to ignore the current beauty standards. For example, lip filler, lash lifts, long fake nails. I fall victim to the acrylic pandemic every single time, but there are things that I know are, you know, viewed as more attractive right now, such as getting lip filler or getting Botox or getting all of these things to enhance your appearance. But you are, personally speaking, especially with like nails, for example, once you fall into it, you are going to drown in it. It is so hard, again, speaking from personal experience, it is so hard to love the original version of yourself. Now, maybe not everyone else feels that way. And if you don't, more power to you. But I know when I don't have fake nails on, acrylics, long nails, I look at my hands and I'm like, ew, it's giving baby boy hands. And I feel so much more just like a bad bitch when I have nails on. And I know there are so many people out there that when they get their lashes off or they have to go in for maybe a higher syringe of lip filler or Botox, they do not feel like themselves or their most beautiful version of themselves. And the saddest thing is that that's not even you. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm not here to shit on anyone that does these things, but I'm just saying that if you don't want to do it and you are just doing it because everyone else is, if you want to do it, go for it. I will be your number one hype girl. But if you are just doing it because other people are doing it, just know that that is a huge risk you are taking, that you are not going to like how you look without it. And if that's fine with you, again, more power to you. But truthfully speaking, I do think that that is the point of the beauty industry and all things like that, to get you to keep spending your money and making you a forever locked in customer, like me with nails. I always have nails. Maybe I'll take a few months off to let my nails heal and recover, but I don't think I will ever swear off having long nails. Even if they're press-ons, I don't think I could just embrace my natural nails after having For so long. I probably had it since eighth grade. I'm 25 now. I was what, 13 then? That's a long fucking time. As you know, I love to talk about a hobby. Hobbies are hot. Hobbies are made lame or weird when you're that tween teenager age. But on the flip side, we spend our 20s, and I'm assuming older, looking desperately for other activities outside of a club, outside of a bar, outside of drinking with every single thing that we do. See, I only know the female point of view, but we do fit in so badly and we want to be liked and accepted. Now, I'm sure males do too, but again, I can only speak from the female point of view. We want to be liked, accepted, welcomed, thought that was so cool by both our female and male peers. Girls are always pinned against each other, whether it's by a male or a female. Maybe you guys want the same guy. Maybe you guys are after the same spot on the cheer team. Or maybe you just want to be liked the most out of your friend group. I can't even tell you, girl, how many times in high school that teachers would pin two of like the quote unquote most popular girls in the class on each other, or pin me against another cheerleader in the class, or pin me against someone. And it is giving weird. It's giving ew. And it was both our male and female teachers. So it is just so crazy that, we want to be liked and accepted so much. But another thing fueling that is that it always feels like we're in competition with other women. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't feel like I grew out of that until college when, being yourself was cool. If you were a weirdo, it was kind of cool, you know what I mean? You had your own flair, your own taste, your own spin on things. So that's what I'm going to say about that. Truth and the reality of it is that we spend so long trying to water down what makes us silly, goofy, weird, that we become a carbon copy of our peers. I'll be honest with you guys, I always stood out. Now, I'm not saying this like, oh, I always stood out. I was so cool. No, honey, I wore two different pairs of shoes, like one shoe on one foot, a different brand, different color shoe on the other foot. This all started one day in like second or third grade. It was a spirit week day. I don't know if it was like opposite day or twin day. Maybe like my best friend and I swapped shoes, but going the entire year. I kept that bit going. Did people laugh and bully me? Abso-fucking-lutely. But did I care? As an 8, 9-year-old Natalie, no, I did not care. So funny, so silly, so goofy. I truly did not give a fuck that people were like, oh, why is she wearing two different pairs of shoes? Because I knew today I was funny, I was cute, I was fun to hang around. Honestly, I was 8, 9 years old. I probably wasn't even thinking, oh, I'm cute. But at the end of the day, I knew I was a cool ass person. Being a tomboy until probably about seventh grade, maybe sixth grade, when my girlfriends, kind of told me it wasn't cool that wearing, now by tomboy, I mean like I wouldn't wear skirts, I wouldn't wear dresses, but also I'm in sixth grade. What am I gonna do with a dress? What am I gonna do with a skirt? So, friends told me it was weird. I think people are so threatened by people who aren't afraid to be fully themselves and they want to, in quotes, sit of it. So that they feel less bad for being boring or suppressing their childlike, silly, goofy spirit. It is more rare someone who brings out that childlike spirit, which is honestly, truly, it's a shame. We all walk around with a mask to some degree. It's true, we all do. And it is truly just a shame how long some of us spend hiding and watering down who we are just to make spaces more comfortable for other people. Now, by comfortable, I mean like, obviously, don't go into a room wearing, like, being naked and making other people uncomfortable. That's not what I mean. But personality and your silliness and your goofiness just to make other people feel more comfortable or accepting or not be embarrassed of you. I don't know. I will never understand that concept. Maybe as a teenager I did, and you know, everyone to a degree gets embarrassed by their family or their parents or their younger sibling, but I think that's just a phase that people go through because, again, you're trying to fit in. But if you still hold on to that energy, I'm sorry for you because that's just weird. You have to be able to accept the people in your life for who they are, and that includes accepting yourself. Not you, not my neighbor, not your cousin, not my teacher, or the billions of people on this earth were put here to just, you know, not live as our truest selves and be who everyone wants them to be. You know, you always see those TikToks where it's like, oh, going out to a bar, like this is the girl's outfit, and there's 15 girls wearing the exact same outfit, just like same letter, different font. So many towns were like, you know, there's a norm to dress one way, certain way, everyone else will talk about you or they'll laugh at you. And at the end of the day, sure, maybe you don't want to wear your most like extravagant outfit because girls are wearing just regular light blue jeans and a white shirt and I don't know, whatever shoes they have on. It's okay to, you know, maybe you don't want to draw attention to yourself or get made fun of, but don't just do that in every single day setting. Like, obviously there's a time and a place to your peace and your energy at the end of the day, but don't live your entire life like that. That's I'm begging you. A time and a place for everything. I wouldn't wear the two different shoes now because, you know, it was an era. And I would not wear it to a job interview, but shame you out of a hobby or a show you like or your favorite sweater or a hair color or your favorite food. Anything. Try to not take their thought, their advice, their opinion as Bible. What I mean by that is like, they are not the ones who write how Earth is supposed to be lived, how this life is supposed to be lived, how you're supposed to act and be, okay? So don't take it as Bible. One thing about humans, they're going to talk. And they have opinions. Not every single opinion needs to be taken seriously, okay? Do you think everyone takes your opinion, all of your opinions seriously? No. So don't take all of theirs, okay? Take it with a grain of salt. Consider the source. Maybe, I don't know, do a little bit more digger deeping and be like, how they're dressed? Do I like their hair? Do I like how they treat others? Do I like their sense of humor? And if the answers are no, who cares? Out of the day, our time here, baby, it's limited. No one knows how long they have here, truly. We are a, whatever you want to call us, on a fucking floating rock in space. Wear the outfit. Move to the new state. Dye your hair. Dance in a boring bar. Be you. It is okay if people look at you weird, if people call you weird, if people call you goofy, if, you know, people are staring at you. It's okay. Don't be, like, really embarrassed and try and push your true self down further and further. Just be you. I think about this a lot. I think about the regrets that I've had in high school or college or elementary school, middle school. It is one thing that I probably shouldn't do to myself so often, but one thing that truly, truly, truly haunts me is the idea that, you know, I've lived my life and I'm on my deathbed. God forbid that that's anytime soon, but, and I'm thinking back on my life and I'm like, damn, I did not live it in my truth. I was not my authentic self. I wasn't the Natalie that silly, goofy, crazy, and would just, you know, be the life of the party or just be her true self. Such a shame if you lived your life in such a watered down way just to make other people uncomfortable. Now, again, if you like things that are trendy, I'm not coming at you because I love things that are trendy, but it because you like it? Or do you just like it because it's trendy? Now, it's okay for both, but if you have no care for it, but your friends are like, oh, you need to dress this way. Oh, you need to do your hair this way. No, you don't. Live how you want to live because I promise you, you to attract people just being you. I don't just mean like attracting, you know, a partner. Attract people that are going to compliment you on the daily. People that are going to want to be your friend. people that are going to support you. Every single person wants to look at a girl that looks the exact same, or look at a guy that looks the exact same for that matter. No one wants to, you know, life how I think everyone else wants them to live it, because I don't believe that at the end of the day, people that, you know, are kind of a carbon copy of themselves, you know, the doors are closed when no one's there, I don't think that they are truly happy with how they're living, but they see that people are accepting them, and they see other people that look like them and act like them and conform in the same ways that they conform, and they feel good about it. They feel safe. They're, you know how people say, you know, you should get out of your comfort zone, and count how many times I just said, you know, in those last 10 seconds, but getting out of your comfort zone, obviously it is uncomfortable, hence the term comfort zone, but I truly think you would be doing yourself a disservice if you stayed so far in your comfort zone, because I truly think that your comfort zone will squash more dreams than you going out there and failing. That can be in anything. That can be in your fashion sense, in your style, in your business, in making friends, in trying to, you know, blow up on social media. There are so many different ways that you can just try to not fit in, and it's not going to be the end of the world. I always find it so inspiring when I see a girl come across my social media and she look like everyone else. Like, she has just a different look to her. It's refreshing. It's revitalizing. And I doubt I'm the only person in the world that feels that way. So let this be your little pep talk, your little motivation, that if you do not look like every single girl out there, if you don't look like every single girl that's on your For You page on TikTok, I promise you, it does not make you any less of a human being. And it doesn't make them any more of a human being, okay? Fingers are honestly crossed right now that this episode has been recording the whole time, because last week's episode, I had to record it 2 or 3 times because there was like so many editing issues the first time. And then the second time, I re-recorded and it was silent all 30-something minutes. So my fingers are crossed that this is going smoothly. That was everything that I had to say in terms of trying to not fit in. Just know that however you want to live your life, like everyone else, and that's truly what you want to do, that is fine. That's perfect. That's beautiful. And I'm so happy that you are living in your truth. But if you want to live like everyone else and dress like everyone else, look like everyone else, do what everyone else is doing on the weekends, it's not aligned with you, just know the only person you are doing a disservice to and making uncomfortable is yourself. I challenge you to try a little bit more in your truth, and you never know. Maybe the people, like, say your friend group is basically all a carbon copy of each other. Know if they are going to love you even more, that you are the one that not necessarily, it's not that you don't even fit in, but that you just stand out. You never know positive that can come from just living in your truth and being who you truly are. What feels right in your heart, okay? Now, that honestly might take a little soul searching and might take a little trial and error, but I don't want any of you or myself to waste any time on this earth trying to be someone that you're not just for the sake of looks or trying to fit in, because you have no idea how people react if you are just your true self. Like I said, they might even love you more for it. They probably will. And if they don't, well, that fucking sucks because they're losers. But at the end of the day, just try and be more of you, because, again, you will just be doing yourself a disservice if you're not. This episode, now let's dive into my random thoughts. And I only had 2 or 3 because, I don't know, I wasn't really doing a lot of thinking over the weekend. I was kind of just tanning and, you know, baking in the sun. But of being added to a girl's close friend story on Instagram, it is unmatched. especially if you don't know them in real life or you haven't messaged with them a lot, it is like, okay, so like you get the vibes. Oh, that I am a cool ass bitch. I'm a real ass bitch. Like, it's just such a great feeling when you see them post on their story and you see the little green ring around it. Oh my gosh, it's one of the best feelings ever. Story time for you guys, okay? I don't remember if this was fourth grade, sixth grade. It might have even been high school, like 10th grade. But one of my guy friends at the time, we were in class, and I don't know if he threw it or just stuck it in my hair, but he put gum in my hair, okay? And this memory was unlocked because I was chewing gum and I was like, wait, memory for me, okay? I've been having a lot of memories unlocked in the last year, like I said. I don't know if it's just because I've come out of like this depressive state and like started using other parts of my brain again, but it was a very traumatizing experience and my teacher made him spend the rest of the class getting it out of my hair. Thank God I didn't have anything, but if you have ever had gum in your hair, I feel you. That's it for the random thoughts. I will try to compile more thoughts for you guys next week because a lot of whack shit goes on in my head and I just need to start documenting it, okay? I feel like it's doing you guys a disservice. So with that being said, thank you guys so much for tuning in. As hot bitches respectfully listen to the It's Nap Time podcast, you guys need to know that you are literally making my day every single day with all of your downloads, your shares, your follows, your likes, your comments. It truly means the world to me, so I cannot thank you guys enough. You're needed. You are so full of purpose, and just know that you always have a place to message me on either Instagram, which is at It's Nap Time Podcast, or my personal at Natalie X Palik. I love you guys so, so much, and I will talk.